Part number one from Rabash 1, Lishma and Lo Lishma. A person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal, he must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal, meaning what is required of man and what man wants from the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has desire for Torah and Mitzvot, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay this way his whole life because he is happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from his state where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? He sees that he has no power to work, and he finds himself in a state of between heaven and earth. The man's only strengthening is that only the Creator can help, but by himself he is doomed. It was said about this, yet those who hope for the Lord will gain new strength, meaning those people who hope for the Creator. This means that they see that there is no one else in the world who can help them regain strength each time.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabash. This is from What is the Righteous Become Apparent Through the Wicked in the Work. In order for a person to progress on the path of the Creator, to be rewarded with all his work being for the sake of the Creator, and now he feels that he's in a state of ascent, what more should he do? For this reason, the Creator leads his world with wicked. That is, at that time, the Creator gives him thoughts of wicked, that it's not worthwhile to work for him, but only for himself. By this, he suffers a descent, and thinks that the descent he has received is not because it was given to him so he would advance in the path of the Creator to be rewarded with knowledge of Kedusha. Rather, he thinks that he regressed because he cannot work in the manner of individuals, but needs to work like the general public. And since he has departed from the general public, he is left empty-handed from here and from here, since he cannot return to the general public. For this reason, in that state, a person stands between heaven and earth and feels that his situation is worse than the rest of the people. At that time, he can ask the Creator with all his heart and pray as it is written, "Pardon me, O Lord, for I am wretched. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed. And you, O Lord, how long?" That is, how long will I stay in a situation where I feel that my condition is worse than any other person, that I have no grip on spirituality? For this reason, he has no other choice but to believe what is written, "For you hear the prayer of every mouth." Bala Sulam explained that a person must believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth, meaning even the worst mouth in the world, of which there cannot be lowlier and worse in the world. Still the Creator hears him. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.